Absolutely. I was contacted on Friday evening by a number of concerned residents and a concerned business owner who was experiencing a high volume of young people who were hanging around Cornwall Point. They were heading down towards the football pitch there. So I contacted the community safety wardens who had said they had similar reports for last weekend. When they went down, they discovered well over 100 young people had congregated. These were young people from right across the city. They weren't just from the Cullmore area. The young people were drinking alcohol. There was a number of small fires lit. The community safety wardens, obviously, it was out of their area in terms of expertise because there was such a high number of young people there. So they had to call then in the neighbourhood policing team who were able then to disperse the young people. But still, I got phone calls yesterday from residents and business owners saying even though the young people were dispersed from the football pitch, they were still hanging around the Cullmore area waiting on people to pick them up. They were hanging around outside the Magnet Bar, outside the shop. It's very intimidating for local residents.
And I'm sure from your point of view and indeed from residents' point of view that you would be calling on relevant authorities to explore various options to curb this kind of activity going forward.
Absolutely. We have seen this in the past where young people have congregated in different areas of the city. It seems to be planned on social media. So I would call on the community safety wardens, youth organisations and the neighbourhood policing teams to look at ways to address this. I know from talking to a number of teenagers who weren't there that they were contacted through social media inviting them to come along. Now, I know that there are many, many good youth organisations throughout our city who are doing sterling work, so I would call on them to look at the young people that were there at the weekend and see if there's anything that can be done in local areas to prevent young people from travelling around, putting themselves at risk. This is quite an isolated area near the River Foyle, so it could have been, you know, young people could have been seriously hurt.